The Democrat Open Borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states, so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matter of Fact, and I am your host, Ryan Matter. Thank you for joining us. What is today? Today is Thursday, May 16th, folks. We are coming at you live from the slums of Detroit City. It is great to be here, and big shout out to our man, Western Lensman, over on X for making that banger of an intro. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for smashing that like button. We're going to get into all things treason, folks. The deep state is falling apart. Merrick Garland going to prison. Chris Wray going to prison. Mayorkas going to Gitmo. These, all of them. Every scumbag who sold this country out and stabbed us in the back, their days are numbered, folks. And I couldn't be more excited to watch it all happen in real time. It doesn't matter which way they turn. There is no false flag that's big enough. There's no second round of COVID. There's no time, folks. All that they can do is bombard us with millions of migrants. And don't think that they won't, folks. There's a migrant caravan marching towards America right now. Judging by the looks of it, I would say this is probably the 6 million one. It might be the 10 million one I've been talking about. May, June, July, August. Yeah, this might be the 10 million person one that we've been warning about. So when we came back from Texas, the last trip that we went, when was that? In November of 2023, we were tracking that 4 million person migrant caravan that was marching through. And it just seems like each caravan has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm going, okay, well, this one's 4 million. That would make the next one 5 to 6 million. And then if I was them, I would be bringing 10 million here immediately. That would be my first play. So I want to show you some of Auden Cabello's work on what's coming towards us right now. I want to get into a little bit. I want to talk about what's going on with Trump's court case. The sham court case are just getting thrown right back in their face. Finally, we got some Republicans with some cojones. Big shout out to Kevin Smith himself. We're going to talk about this here in a minute. Kevin Smith tweeted out, he says, once again, I'd like to ask where the Long Island reps are and why so many Florida, so many from Florida can make the 1,000 mile trip, but New York congressmen can't go 45 minutes away in a car ride. Standing back, and this is from Matt Gaetz. He tweeted out a photo of Matt Gaetz. He said, standing back and standing by, Mr. President. And you can see it, folks. The deep state is terrified. On another note, this is what's popping up all over. Check this out. UNRW school weapons. IDF finds a massive cache of weapons at the UNRWA school in Rafah. We're going to get into that here in a little bit. We're also going to talk about Robbie Substacks tweeted out about NFL condemns Harris Buckster's sexist anti-LGBTQ graduation space. We're steadfast in our commitment to inclusion. So the NFL goes out of their way to attack somebody, right? And Robbie tweets out, he says, it's interesting how statements affirming a corporate inclusion policy always seem to be the response to them bashing people who hold the political or social views of half the country. Doesn't sound very inclusive to me, does it? This is another example of the NFL
will go out of their way to attack you if you're pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-choice. But gosh forbid you step out of line or anything, they'll be the first to attack you. So we got a lot to get into today. I wanted to start off by this clip we started to watch at the end of yesterday's show, and I actually didn't have it ready, but it kind of is going to kind of pull everything together. We're going to talk about this message that El Chapo is sending to America. Basically, El Chapo is demanding that our government release him from prison, or he's going to unleash a wave of immigration on America that our country has never seen before. So big shout out to our man, Hernando Arce over here. You guys aren't following Hernando Arce, we're going to be headed down to Texas to see him in a couple of weeks. He's going to be in our documentary. We're leaving today to head to Chicago. So just wait till you see the stories we're coming back with. Monday's going to be a zinger over here. It says, breaking, El Chapo sends a warning to U.S. troops on the southern border. The intentionally infamous cartel leader El Chapo has sent out an SOS to Mexican president. Release me under extradition from U.S. federal prison, or I'll potentially create havoc in the border. El Chapo is the real Sarzar, not Kamala Harris. Can you see this happening? Full video. Check it out. Big shout out to Hernando Arce. We wanted to play this one yesterday, but ran out of time, so we're going to loop back through it real quick.
More diplomatic, cooperative route going forward. Their troubled partnership could remain problematic into the future. Given the troublesome history, this could show why the president is open to the idea of bringing back El Chapo. Maybe just despite the U.S., as the state of relations between the two nations is already in such a bad place. Even though he's currently serving a life sentence in a maximum security prison over in the United States, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman still commands incredible power and influence through his former Mexican drug cartel. The diminutive former leader of the Sinaloa cartel is potentially issuing a warning to American border troops. If he is not immediately extradited back to Mexico, his cartel will unleash an overwhelming flood of people, drugs, and violence across the U.S.-Mexico border like nothing ever seen before. If so, U.S. officials should take the threat seriously. While El Chapo has been locked away since his dramatic 2016 capture and extradition, the Sinaloa cartel's operations have continued nearly untouched under new leadership by his eldest sons. The cartel is known to have vast resources, criminal reach extending across the Western world, and a complex logistical network that could potentially mobilize forces capable of causing chaos and instability along the U.S. southern border. Here are just a few ways in which El Chapo could rain chaos down on the border. Building a human stampede. Through its well-established human trafficking networks in Mexico, Central America, and beyond, the Sinaloa cartel would begin recruiting and transporting tens of thousands of migrants and refugees to staging areas near the U.S.-Mexico border. These poor civilians would be offered a chance at a new life in America, or even just a few $100 in cash to take part in a mass movement towards the border. Utilizing social media campaigns, narratives of seeking asylum from danger and poverty, and age-old tactics of exploitation, the cartel could quickly assemble an on-the-ground force of thousands of migrants by promising opportunity in the U.S. For those refusing, the arms of the cartel could turn to threats against their families or outright abductions to bolster their human ranks. This overwhelming human surge, comprising entire families with women and children, would be directed in multiple waves towards known crossing points and border cities like San Diego, El Paso, Laredo, and Brownsville. The goal, to utterly overwhelm and overrun the U.S. Border Patrol's facilities and enforcement capacities in a short period of time. Once this inevitable humanitarian crisis erupted, with images of border authorities being crushed by unstoppable human waves broadcast across the world, and the U.S. government would face immense pressure on what way they should deal with the constant wave after wave of people flooding the nation. The weapons escalation. But the human wave would be just the beginning. As border enforcement moved to confront and try to control the migrant flows, the next stage could begin.
Who? Do you guys see this? Like how bad that can get, how quick? Somebody asked in the live chat, has Trump said anything about these illegal immigrants? And absolutely Trump, or the cartels, absolutely Trump said. Trump said, if you guys don't cut it out, basically, we're going to expose every crime, every bribe, every kickback that your government has ever committed. We're going to cut off all funding and we're going to unleash the full weight of the U.S. Navy, because that's how all these drug routes are happening, is through over the ocean. So we're going to use the full force of the U.S. military to come crashing down. And on top of that, he wanted to put together like a SEAL Team 6 that specifically goes into Mexico and hunts down cartel members. So yeah, I'm pretty sure the last thing that the cartels want is Trump back in office. So I have no doubt that that man will completely deliver and dismantle the cartels just like he did the first time. He gave us the most secure border in U.S. history, and they've absolutely destroyed it. Now, this next clip I want to get into. Actually, I want to talk a little bit about those. Here's another one from Anthony Cabello, or Auden Cabello. My bad, Auden Cabello. Auden tweets out, he says, migrant caravan is on the move from Oaxaca, Mexico. They are being bused north. Check this out. It's another one of these caravans. Where do they get these white crosses? Does anybody know? Jeez, oh, Pete, look at what's coming to our country. All bought and paid for it. That's what's coming here, folks. Another one. That's just nothing. That's just a piece of it. And you see these people, they're not their brightest. They're not the best. I think most of them are probably looking for a better life. But then you got people like Audra out there who are now finding dog tags. Where is that video at? I want to pull that one up next and jump right into that one. Let me find that one. Let me show you a little bit more of what Auden's work's been putting out there. Here's another train caravan.
Cuidado! Ayuden a los niños! Mis amigos aquí en Irapuato, Guanajuato. Acaba de pasar el tren bolichero. Gracias a Dios paró. Con cuidado.
One more from Auden. He tweeted at this. Is this the one? No, that's not the one. This is the next video. I don't know what this is, but it doesn't look good. Looks like they're trying to kidnap this lady. These are NGOs somehow. These NGOs, folks, that are getting paid with your tax dollars that seem to be kidnapping people from all over the world. So when we hear stories that say that these NGOs have kidnapped children and that 70% of the children coming to America are from Guatemala and they seem to be kidnapped. Yeah, well, all signs are pointing to that's the truth, folks. Does anyone know anything about Ivan Raiklin? Claims he has 80,000 vets ready to fight. You know, Ivan Raiklin, speaking of the man, the myth, the legend, he's part of this story here today. He's actually going to be the headliner of today. We can jump right into that. Or was I supposed to go into something else? Oh, yeah. Let me go into the dog tags first. Steve, you get me too excited, man. We're going to get into Ivan Raiklin next, but check this out. Check this out, folks. Eye of the Storm, Audra Morgan. You see her work over in, she'll be in our documentary. We got a tour down in San Diego. She took us all around, showed us all these NGO facilities. She says, emergency alert, Muslim military dog tags found San Diego. I found this alarming piece of evidence exposing the border machine. Check this out.
This is a Muslim military dog tag. We are here at the border wall just up on Dairy Mart Road here in San Diego, which is pretty much San Ysidro. And just down the road at the Iris Transit Center, you can find a plethora of all of these tags and bag tags and wristbands that have been discarded at the Iris Transit stop. Just picking up five of them, there is Brazil, Vietnam, China and China, and most of the ones that you find are from China, which is pretty incredible, thinking about the invasion that's happening and who is coming across our border. But today, what we found, which was even more interesting, which is a military dog tag. This is a Muslim military dog tag, Abu Bakr Siddiq Salah. When you translate it, it says that is his name. It's got an AB blood type. But if you don't think this is an invasion, when we have foreign military men, not just military age men, but foreign military crossing the border and discarding their IDs along with a whole lot of other IDs. They sit there and they'll get rid of their Mexican IDs, whatever it is that will trace them. But this should be what is concerning, is to find a military ID. We've all been concerned about this happening. We know that it's been happening, but this is proof right here that it is happening on our soil, happening at the border. This is an invasion. We should be very concerned when not only military age men are crossing, but military men, Muslim military men, and I guarantee you military men from many, many other countries. We should be very concerned. This is a national security risk.
Bringing the heat, folks. Bringing the heat. Make sure you guys swing over there and follow Eye of the Storm over on X. And I believe Slave to Liberty tweeted that out, if I have that correct. And I don't know where I put that clip at. There it is. Yeah, it's Audra Morgan. Yes. And Slave to Liberty retweeted that out. I believe I'm saying that wrong. It's Slave_Liberty. You'll see it over there on the retweets. If you grab this tweet over there, you can see who actually retweeted it out. That's who I saw first. So I want to give shout out and give credit to everybody. It's wild. Wild. Hazel Kitty says she needs to ditch the Kool-Aid hair. You know, she has a whole bunch of different color hair. She was telling me about it. I asked her what made her want to dye her hair. She had a pretty good story. She's just like, I don't know. I felt like dyeing it, basically. I was like, hey, whatever makes you happy. I don't care. But yeah, it is weird how that style of hair is kind of points towards one voter base, I guess. It's weird, you know? I never thought anything about colored hair. And then all of a sudden, it's like all the leftists started wearing colored hair. And now I see colored hair and I instantly get a bad vibe. So I know what you're talking about. But she does amazing work and she's obviously on our side. So I got nothing but respect for her. She's out there, boots on the ground. She's got MS, folks. She's got MS. She has a cane. She can barely walk. And she's out there at the border breaking these stories. She got assaulted by the sheriff's department, by a sheriff in San Diego. A woman with a cane assaulted by law enforcement in America because she's trying to expose the corruption. The world is upside down, folks. And General Flynn, guess who's going to be in our documentary? Guess who? Maybe Mr. Flynn himself and a couple other big names that we just locked in today. So this documentary is getting bigger than we ever thought possible. General Flynn says every person in America must watch and listen to this now at Flynn Movie. And he says, please caption this. And this is Ivan Raiklin tweeting out this video of what looks like some fake news reporters that tried to like sideline him and pin him in. Instead of Ivan recorded it and decided to put it out himself. So check this out. We're going to play a few minutes of it. It's pretty funny.
I didn't know who would be here. But can I just ask, like, what brought you here today? Why you decided to come?
What's your name and what organization are you with?
Zoe Chase.
Zoe Chase.
Mm-hmm. And the show is called This American Life. It's a radio show.
And what radio program is it on?
It's its own show. It airs all over the country.
Who sponsors it? Is it on what program?
It's a for-profit company. It's its own independent company. It airs on public radio stations.
So it's on NPR?
Well, yeah, it's on public radio, but it's not an NPR program. It's its own company.
Okay. So what is your question? You talked to me before?
Yeah, we met. I mean, it was like 2 years ago.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Which Reawaken?
It was the first one I went to was in Nashville.
Nashville?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I was in Nashville and that was not the first one.
No, it was my first one.
Okay.
It wasn't the first one. But there was like a hotel meet and greet afterwards with flyover.
And you're based out of where?
New York.
What brings you down here when you have that trial up there that you should be focused on?
I don't get to cover the trial. That's not my job.
How do they allocate that?
Well,
like, do you get tasked to come down here?
Not really. I don't even get to make my own choices, but our show is like a documentary show more. It's like a magazine.
Okay.
And so we don't do breaking news. So
do you want to do a sit-down long-form interview with me?
Well, actually, I was just going to ask you kind of like what brought you here, like why you were here and what you made of it. But we could talk.
I'll put a post up about it.
Uh-huh.
with that.
Gotta listen to how he frames this and how he puts her in check.
Follow that on X, Telegram, Truth.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna skip ahead here for a few minutes.
Right.
And all the other ones. Christie. You know that Chris Christie's attorney during his Bridgegate scandal was Christopher Ray?
I didn't know that.
Chris Ray, huh?
And then the third person in that meeting was a guy by the name of General Flynn. Joe Pientka was deployed by the Crossfire Hurricane leadership, authorized by the general counsel at the time, Jim Baker, who then later became the Twitter 1.0 number 2 lawyer, to coordinate the censorship industrial complex to cover up and censor and suspend those individuals that exposed their corruption, okay? And it just keeps mounting and mounting and mounting, the cover-ups. This is just yet they're trying to take out Trump now, because they were able to take out their first existential threat, which was General Flynn, because he would have been the first one to go ahead and expose this level of corruption, because he knows the system. Now that Trump knows the system after being 4 years in it, he is now an existential threat to that very DOJ, the national security apparatus. Remember, 39 individuals unmasked General Flynn, okay? One of them was Jamie Raskin's wife, Sarah
Raskin.
Ooh,
Raskin's.
Totally unlawful unmasking. Look that up.
Okay.
The 51 individuals that said the Biden laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian information campaign were your colleagues over at Politico. Published that on their website.
They're in so much trouble, folks.
One of those 51 individuals is John Brennan. Another one is a guy by the name of David Buckley. David Buckley ended up becoming the staff director for Liz Cheney's and Benny Thompson and Nancy Pelosi's January 6th cover-up committee.
So it's a pretty small world, it sounds like.
So David Buckley was tasked to create a list and do his deep state target list of political targets. So now it's my turn. I have a deep state target list, and I'm coming for all of them. And what does that mean when I say coming for all of them? It means the most legal, moral, and ethical consequences to the maximum to include punishment for treason. We're going to,
treason.
I personally guarantee that they're going to face those consequences. And you can take a look at that list.
Like, are you going to sue them? Is that what you would do?
Just wait for it.
Okay.
You will see it. It will be so visible for the entire world to see and hear. I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
I'm going to incorporate the precedence that's already been set.
Ooh,
so
here we go.
We're
going
to incorporate what was done to General
No Clinton. Knock warrants.
We're going to incorporate what was done to Steve Bannon.
Live
what was
rates.
Done to Peter Navarro. What was done to Mike Lindell. What was done to
public
Scott
shaming.
Perry. Translation. Oh, yeah. Expect to see live stream swatting raids of
Ooh,
every single
like
individual
this.
On that deep state target list, because the precedence has already been set.
And
remember when Mike Lindell in the Hardee's parking lot, the FBI went and conducted armed robbery of him in Minnesota? Remember when Peter Navarro was swatted in an airport? Remember when Steve Bannon on multiple occasions within the U.S. Capitol Police jurisdictional zone conducted swattings and allowed for swattings to take place of Steve Bannon and his residence? Remember the armed robbery and burglary of Roger Stone that was live streamed by your colleagues over at Criminal News Network?
Yeah.
That we're going to take in the collective and do that, okay?
Baby, I'm getting excited. I don't know about you guys, but man, that sounds great to me. It's going to be amazing watching what happens when, and you can see the fake news freaking out about it, right? Because they said all the presidents, they raided the president's house, they raided the former president's house. The FBI is kicking down Patriots' doors, no knock warrants, unlimited FISA, unlimited spying, no need for warrants. Do you know what Trump's administration can do if you replace Merrick Garland with, I don't know, a Dan Bongino, and you replace, I don't know, like a Brennan or a, is it Pompeo, the head of the CIA now? The CIA with somebody like, I don't know, Kyle Serafin or maybe Gerard O'Boyle or any one of these high profile patriots that you know that'll see this all the way to the end and can't be compromised and can't be bought or sold. Oh boy, it's game over for them, folks. It's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. Sly 57. It's going to be amazing watching this country do a complete 180. Because they're getting hit by every single person, not just us, not just LF8 TV, not just Ivan Reichlin, not just Laura Loomer. I mean, all of us, we're coming out guns blazing, and it's full throttle. here until election season. We're going to drop our documentary right before election season. It's going to be awesome. Truth in Media says, being of Ukraine descent, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a great interest in Ukraine, but he has some serious conflicts of interest. Check this out. Then we're going to play his banger. They just dropped a new episode. Ben just sent me a link. I told him I'd cover it. So maybe we'll get Ben on the show here this week as well, or in the coming weeks.
This cast of war hawks, neocons, and neoliberals within the Biden administration, though, doesn't stop with Victoria Nuland. There's also Biden's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and his Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Being of Ukrainian descent, Blinken has taken a great interest in Ukraine and its conflict with Russia, and has crafted the Obama and Biden administration's policies towards these countries. But Blinken has some obvious conflicts of interest. He co-founded West Exec Advisors, a private firm with ties to the defense industry. Blinken was also a partner in West Exec's sister company, Pine Island Capital Partners, which invests in the U.S. defense industry. Blinken says that he left the company before taking the role of Biden's Secretary of State. Blinken's partner at Pine Island Capital, though, was Lloyd Austin, Joe Biden's Secretary of Defense.
Imagine that.
Austin was also a board member of the military contractor Raytheon Technologies, where it's estimated that he held anywhere from $800,000 to $1.75 million in investments.
Huh. Imagine that. It's like the U.S. politicians are getting rich off, access to inside information or anything like that. Nah, that would never happen. They would never collude like that. Nah, not in America. Not here, folks. Smash that like button. This is Truth in Media. Again, they're doing phenomenal work over here. And this is 2 weeks before Russia invaded Ukraine. President Biden threatened that if Russia invades, there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2. A year later, journalist Seymour Hersh released a bombshell report on how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan formed a task force within the CIA to destroy the Nord Stream 2 pipeline with Biden's approval. So why did the corporate media treat the pipeline explosion as a mystery? And why did politicians in the U.S. and the EU gloat over its destruction? Episode 4, Zelensky Unmasked, starts right now, folks. Smash that like button.
On September 26, 2022, 7 months after Russia invaded Ukraine, three massive pipelines exploded under the Baltic Sea. Western media and politicians claimed that the explosions of what were known as the Nord Stream pipelines was sabotage, but not by the U.S. or by Ukraine, but by Vladimir Putin himself. I'm investigative journalist Ben Swan, and this is Zelensky Unmasked. If you don't know what the Nord Stream pipelines are, they form part of what was arguably Russia's biggest economic and political win since the fall of the Soviet Union. They were underwater pipes which carried Russian gas directly to Germany, bypassing third countries. It made it extremely cheap for Europeans and extremely profitable for Russians, which is why the Western media reaction to the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines as Putin sabotaging his own pipelines was nonsensical. The truth behind what happened, well, that was finally revealed months later by venerable investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, who previously broke stories on the My Lai massacre in Vietnam and the torture of prisoners at Abu Ghraib. In a bombshell report, Hersh detailed how President Biden and the CIA blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, an act of war, not just against Russia, their arch nemesis, but also against their ally, Germany.
The only thing that surprised me about the recent revelation about the Nord Stream pipeline is that it took this long to come out.
The Nord Stream pipelines first began delivering Russian natural gas to Germany in 2011. Before Nord Stream was built, Russian gas was delivered to Western Europe through two underground pipes.
Historically, Russia's resources have been essential to Germany, and Germany's technology, its manufacturing capability, its human capital have been very helpful to Russia.
With an underwater pipeline, gas could be delivered directly from Russia to Germany. Bypassing the middle countries, with those transit costs cut, Germany would save big. The original Nord Stream pipeline, Nord Stream 1, greatly increased Russian gas supplies to Europe, especially Germany. Before the pipeline was built, Germany received 37.5% of their natural gas from Russia. Nord Stream nearly doubled that figure, reaching as high as 70% of German gas supplies in 2016. Germany was receiving so much cheap Russian gas that they were able to re-export it to other European countries. Once Nord Stream 1 began operations, Russia began immediately laying the pipes for Nord Stream 2. The second project would increase the gas pipelines from 2 to 4, giving Russian gas supplies to Germany the potential to double. Well, in reaction, U.S. government officials declared Nord Stream 2 a threat.
The Nord Stream 2 pipeline is a pipeline from Russia to Germany to carry natural gas that, if completed, would generate billions of dollars for Putin.
U.S. resistance to Nord Stream 2 began within the first year of the Trump administration. Bipartisan sanction packages effectively brought a halt to the pipeline's construction. The Trump administration wasn't just responding to deep state interests, though, but also to domestic economic concerns. Due to the revolution in fracking in the United States, the U.S. became a natural gas exporter to Europe for the first time in 2016. The United States wanted access to European markets, but their gas was significantly more expensive than that cheap Russian gas. The U.S.'s burgeoning LNG industry received a boon, however, in the form of Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Since that time, U.S. exports to Europe have nearly doubled.
But with this action, aren't we, Cy, leaving them out in the cold, quite literally?
They're not going to have enough gas to keep their people warm.
But the economic devastation unleashed in Europe because of the switch from Russian to American gas hadn't always been part of the continent's destiny. The year before the Nord Stream explosions, the Biden administration surprised many by introducing a sanctions waiver on the construction of the Nord Stream pipeline. But could they have had another plan in mind? Here's Deputy Secretary of State and Ukraine-Russia policy architect Victoria Nuland.
If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
And here's Biden himself just 2 weeks before Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine.
If Russia invades, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2.
Either the president fulfilled his promise and his threat, or he didn't.
But Biden reportedly did come through on his threat. A year after the Russian invasion, Seymour Hersh exposed the inner workings of the top secret U.S. government mission to destroy the Nord Stream pipelines.
It was an act of war against Russia on the one hand and against Germany on the other.
Bingo. The Seymour Hersh bombshell report is simply incredible, and it's so incredibly detailed. But in order to understand it, you have to know who this is. Because according to Hersh, 2 months before the Russian invasion, Biden's national security advisor, the guy you see right there, Jake Sullivan, he formed a task force with individuals from the CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Treasury Department, and the State Department. And one of the task force's first duties was to follow through on Biden's approved plan to blow up the Nord Stream pipelines. The CIA reportedly developed a strategy to use people serving in the U.S. Navy's Diving and Salvage Center in Panama City, Florida. See, the divers would plant bombs onto the pipelines, ones that could be detonated remotely. In order to cover their tracks, they planted the bombs during NATO's June 2022 military drills, Baltops 22. The operation to blow up the pipelines was based in Norway, a member of NATO. Norway also happens to be Europe's second leading natural gas supplier behind Russia.
The Norwegians
recommended that the explosives be placed right off of Denmark's Bornholm Island, whose waters were shallow enough for divers to place the bombs. According to government insiders interviewed by Hersh, the bombs were placed during Baltops 22 and programmed to be detonated at a later date.
I think it rises to a 9/11 scale of attack.
When they aren't blaming Russia for blowing up their own pipelines, mainstream media outlets treated the explosion as a mystery. The White House did too.
So I don't want to get ahead of the investigation. We have to see who is behind.
It's always the U.S. government, folks. We don't have anything to fear from any other country. What we should really fear is our own government, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department. These unchecked, unelected government bureaucrat hacks who think they operate above the law and commit war crimes because they had control over the media because they could get away with it? Is that really what our country's come to? We've just let these people just trample all over us, destroy our rights, take away our freedoms, and we're just going to sit by and go, yep, well, that was fun. America was great while it lasted, folks. Now let's sit here and ride it all the way to the ground because that's where we're headed. It's like a race to the bottom and we can't get there fast enough. And it just blows my mind that we're going to sit back and let these people do this. But that's why I don't think we are. The Trump tsunami, they can't stop it. They know they can't stop it. Now the only hope they have left is assassination. just don't know if they're ready for the heat of that. I don't think they are. I think that there's no politician, there's no way that this government can get away with an assassination of Trump. Not unless they have a patsy who's just willing to just do it just to go down with the ship. I don't know. But it's pretty bizarre that that's where we've come to. But let me let you in on our first sponsors, folks. If you guys have not been over to AmmoSquared.com, you are missing out. AmmoSquared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. You grow your ammo slowly over time. It's stored for free while it builds up, and then it ships to you wherever, whenever you want it, and it ships out with 1 to 2 business days. AmmoSquared.com was started in 2015 and currently has over 30,000 customers across the country. It's truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select your shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically whenever you want it. It's a very budget-friendly way to stockpile ammo. It's customizable. You can buy as little as a few dollars a month, or you can use it to dollar cost average to your advantage. Ammo Squared helps smooth out the rough spots of ammunition availability. It's like a 401k or an ammo savings account. Set it up, have the ammo for that rainy day when store shelves go empty and ammo is hard to find. You guys can swing over to their website. We're on it right now. You guys can scroll down here. You can see all the different ammo options that you have. You know, you can pick a little of this ammo, a little of that ammo, a little of this ammo, depending on the guns and the calibers and the type of ammo that you need. You just set it automatically, DCA into it, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 bucks a week, whatever you want. And then when you hit $250, it automatically ships to you. Boom. That's it. Free shipping orders over $250. Go over to AmmoSquared.com. Tell them that Ryan Matta from LFA TV sent you. And up next, folks, we got done with debt. They call those debt traps for a reason, folks. And those debt traps that you're caught in, well, guess what? They're not your fault. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't set gas prices. And you sure as heck didn't make up the credit card companies jack up those interest rates. The thing is that debt traps will absolutely destroy your life if you don't get out of them, and you don't get out of them now. And the only company I recommend is Done With Debt, folks. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors, then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently. Here's the kicker, without bankruptcy and without taking out any loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive and you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today, folks. This couldn't be easier. You just get a free consultation, you share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than ever thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com, folks. That is donewithdebt.com. And if you guys get time, swing over to the LFA merch store. There's no better way to support us over here on LFA TV than directly in our merch store. Jeremy's got hats, hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs, and my favorite, that roasted pecan coffee. I was actually debating on whether I should take some with me to like go to the Airbnb. Should I bring some of my own like LFA roasted pecan rise up coffee to kick my day off right in Chicago? Possibly. I think that might have to happen. If you guys want to support us over here on Matta Fact directly, you can go to mypillow.com, use promo code Matta. We'll get you 50 to 60 to 75% off everything store wide. And then if you guys want to stack some Bitcoin and really get your family free from this crushing weight of our government who's trying to bankrupt your entire family, you want to stack some Bitcoin, you guys can use my affiliate codes down below in the description. If you are outside of the USA, Bybit normally gives you the most amount of Bitcoin for free, depending on how much you deposit. The more you deposit, the more crypto you get for free. I think the max last I saw was like $33,000. So anybody here wants to buy $1 million in Bitcoin, hit me up. I'm your guy. I'll hook you up with that affiliate code, which will get you half a Bitcoin for free. That's a lot, quite a bit. So yeah, let's jump over here to the live chat. We're back over here on LFA, folks, and we are just getting started. Thank you guys for sticking with us. Thank you for giving a big shout out to our sponsors. They keep the lights on over here at Matta Fact, and we greatly appreciate them working with us. Eric the Great says, Ryan, email me for a copy of the DOI. Is there anywhere you can paste me a link? Can you paste the link like down in the show notes or shoot me a, I don't really use email. It's 2024. I actually despise email. But I do have a great Twitter, and it is Ryan Matta Media. So if you shoot me a DM over on Twitter, that's where I'm most active and the easiest way to reach me. Yeah, that's all I got. So I try to keep up with emails, but every time I give somebody my email, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll check that email. And like 3 weeks goes by, like, bro, I never heard from you. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't check my emails that much. I'm sorry. But Twitter DMs are always open, man. They're always open, and I want to read it. So if you send it over here, we'll read it. Now, our boy War Clandestine, he's at it again. He says, cover up. Biden is abusing executive privileges to prevent the public from hearing his interview with special counsel Hur. Huh. AG Garland continues to deny congressional Republicans access to these recordings, citing that the GOP will use them to smear Biden on the campaign trail. deep throat garden gnome over here. This means that Garland and the rest of the Biden administration knows these recordings are damaging to Biden and means they are witnessing or wittingly covering up potential high crimes and treason by sitting by the sitting POTUS. Garland claims he is reclaiming apolitical by preventing congressional Republicans from accessing the tapes when he is clearly acting as a political agent for Biden's regime by covering up his criminality for the sake of winning re-election. Think the deep state isn't real yet? Think again. War clandestine strikes again for the W.
President Biden is asserting executive privilege over recordings of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur. That's according to letters sent from the White House and Justice Department to two Republican-led House committees.
Yeah, you may recall congressional Republicans sought those recordings as part of their impeachment probe into the president. They are now considering holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for denying their request. So CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane joins us now from Capitol Hill to dig into this. Scott, the attorney general spoke just a little while ago. What did he say?
Making an argument, Anne-Marie, that the Department of Justice, he says, has already cooperated with these congressional probes into the special counsel review of President Biden's handling of classified records, that they've been cooperative, that they've shared records, that they shared that transcript. And the argument made by the attorney general is the department needs to stay outside of or beyond politics. His argument is audio fully adhering to the subpoena's request would be putting his department in the middle of politics. So the White House counsel said in so many words, there's a concern at the White House that the audio clips of the president would be chopped up and distorted by Republicans for campaign purposes. That's the leg they're standing on in this decision, but the timing is clearly noteworthy, Lindsay and Anne-Marie. It comes just moments before two Republican U.S. House committees are to meet, mark up, and vote on a measure recommending contempt of Congress against the Attorney General for his handling of this subpoena.
Folks. Man, there's a lot going on today, isn't there, right? Look at Kevin Smith calling out politicians for not having Trump's back. You want to see how grimy your Congress really is? Rep Byron Donalds, a lot of people like him. I call him Do Nothing Byron. But, ICYMI last night, in case you missed it. Yeah, I think that's what it stands for. In case you missed last night, nearly 75% of voting Democrats opposed H.R. 7343, the Detain and Deport Illegal Aliens Who Assaulted Cops Act. If you're an illegal alien who has entered our nation and you assault an American police officer, you should be detained and deported. It's that simple. It actually passed, surprisingly.
All members voted. Take your rules to change your vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 265, the nays are 148. The bill is passed without objection. A motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Boom, baby, boom. There it is. Coming in with the heat, folks. But that's not all she wrote. That is not all she wrote. Who else had something to say about it? Rep. Ana Paulina Luna says, we know this nonsense. This is nonsense and shouldn't be happening in our country. That's why they are hiding what's happening inside the courtroom. I stand in support of President Trump against the corruption and the corrupt lawfare.
I also want to point out that they are telling people that they can't have cameras in the courtroom, but if they had nothing to hide, and if they're truly being honest about this, why is it that you guys can't be in the courtroom and see exactly what we're seeing? Just because we're members of Congress does not mean we have authority more than you guys to know exactly what's happening in that courtroom. So just an update. The president is doing well. He's in good spirits. We are here today because we know that this is nonsense and should not be happening in the United States of America. Furthermore, to Cohen, who admitted to lying to members of Congress, that's contempt of Congress, just so that you are tracking. And I want to follow it up by saying this. It is by no coincidence that you have Goldman, a member of House Oversight who's a Democrat, prepared Cohen for his testimony, is also retained by the judge's daughter as a client. Does that seem like it's not sham to you?
Hoo-hoo. Republicans are getting pissed, and I like it. Steve Bannon had a little something to say about it, too. Actually, a couple members did. Check this one out. Real America's Voice said this is a kangaroo court, pure and simple. Ralph Norm, Republican legislators, and he tagged all of them. Check this out.
Very simple. This is, as the sign says, political persecution. No man should have to go through what President Trump is sitting through. A judge is his own daughter who's making millions. Should not happen in America. The fact that this trial, look at the timing of it. Before the presidential primary, before the conventions, having Donald Trump sit here, their whole purpose is to keep him off the campaign trail so that he can't do what he does best. You know what their intent is? This is their intent, to put him behind bars. And the American people are going to say no. They're not going to put an innocent man behind bars. I don't care what kind of political theater they want to keep going. This is a kangaroo court, pure and simple.
Amen, folks. Finally, somebody's speaking up. Why did it take so long is the question. Is this all part of the grand plan? Is this? Was Trump just drawing them out? Why weren't all these politicians standing in solidarity from day one against Trump? Maybe the American people just needed to see it all. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around why this is even happening. It seems so childish, and it seems like anybody with a common sense or a brain would look at what's going on and go, yeah, you know, it's a complete sham. But then again, we live in America. We can talk about that sham. But let me show you what Bannon's saying. Grace Strong goes by at GC22GC. She says, get the tapes and impeach Garland. Bannon, you've already had Merrick Garland in a pure panic move. Go to the mics and say Biden just contracted to exert executive privilege. There are over the tapes and gotta get these tapes. And we've got to get these tapes. Hey, look, we either gonna get them now and they're gonna go, I think, and I move on impeaching Merrick Garland. I don't even know if I read any of that or that made any sense or whatever, but let me just let Bannon say it. Sorry, Grace, couldn't cut that one out too well.
At the Oversight Committee doing it. You've already had Merrick Garland in a pure panic move. Go to the mics and say, Biden just contacting their exert executive privilege. These are over these tapes, and we got to get these tapes. Hey, look, we're either going to get them now, and they're going to drive this. We're going to get them now, or they're going to go, I think, and move on impeaching Merrick Garland. Heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. I say get the her guy back up there, too.
What do you think? Think we're going to impeach Merrick Garland, or is this going to be another dog and pony show? How'd that work out for Mayorkas? You think Garland's over there shaking in his boots that he's going to get impeached? Come on, nah. I don't think so. I think that's almost as big of a joke as a 401k account. How many in here has a 401k account? Y'all are getting played, folks. You should be stacking Bitcoin. Illuminati bot says 401k is a scam. And this is a tweet to the 401k is the biggest scam in financial industry, period. Check it out.
You are a board member at America's Best 401k.
Yes.
And you've specifically looked into the fees that people pay at 401ks and the fact that most people don't even know that they pay a fee.
This is the most amazing thing. It's a $4.4 trillion industry that for 30 years, they didn't have to tell you what they were charging you. Only 3 years ago, the Department of Labor changed the rules and said, you got to tell people what you charge them. Wow. So now they do that by giving a 35 or 50 page disclosure document that if you have a PhD in finance, maybe you can figure out the hidden fees.
Yeah, good luck.
So here's what you have to know. Most people, 58% of the people, don't even think there are any fees. Mm-hmm. I did three core messages for your viewer. One, fees matter and you're paying them. A 1% in fee, because of the compounding over time, costs you 10 years of retirement income. The average person thinks they're paying less than 1% or nothing, and they're paying 3.1%. That's 30 years of fees. So I'll give you an example. If you have a 35-year-old person, they have $100,000, and they put it in the market, and they let it compound for 30 years till they're going to retire, yeah, and they're paying 1% in fees, they have $761,000, which is a nice growth, you know, from that time. But if you paid 3% in fees for the same stocks,
yep,
you have $432,000. So in other words, you have 76% more money if you have less fees. Or in the other view, you have 19 years less income. So people don't understand that fees matter.
Put your money and your wealth into an asset where some schmuck fresh out of college got a job at Goldman Sachs because daddy's best friend at a golf outing hooked him up with a stripper, and yeah, he got his rocks off. So little Johnny has a job managing your 401k, and you're going to give that schmuck bag 1%, 2%, 3%. so you can manage and maybe barely get you enough money to keep your head above float by the time you retire because our government's printing your money into oblivion? Or you can put your money in this asset called Bitcoin, which is the greatest technology revolution in the history of all of human history. It is going to provide private property rights to every human on the face of the earth. And I don't think any of us, including myself, can really comprehend what that really means for the world. Think about what's going on in America right now and how your private property rights are being infringed by this government. And think if they're somehow able to rig this election, what the value of all property in America, what happens to everybody's property? Everything begins to collapse. Markets start to hyperinflate. They start imposing capital gains taxes on unrealized capital gains. And a complete system collapses right in on itself. That's where we're headed. And that's what they plan to do. So you're at a point where you're, if you keep your money in the markets or in the real estate or in anything but Bitcoin, you have this major risk over your head with no upside. Like there's no benefit to doing it that way versus putting it into Bitcoin because Bitcoin's going to be 100 times more profitable. And then imagine everybody in the world that wants access to property because that's how you preserve your wealth. You need to own property and it needs to be privately held where no government can tax or inflate or depreciate it or print it into oblivion. And now you're going to give everybody access to private property rights across the world all at the same time, from the person in the African jungle selling bananas in a tiki hut to the legends on Wall Street making billions and billions of dollars. You are going to provide private property rights to every human on the face of the earth all at the same time. That is a big effing deal, folks. So when you hear people talk about this, about Bitcoin, about that, about Bitcoin, they're missing the big picture. You are giving private property rights to every human on the face of the earth. That has never been able to happen before in all of human history. It is a big effing deal. It's probably the biggest effing deal in all of human existence. And you're giving it to them in a way that no government can ever corrupt it, confiscate it, destroy it, break into it, delete it, inflate it, print it into oblivion. It is the biggest effing deal. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss out. And so is your family. Not going to miss out because it's going to continue to go up forever. There is always going to be a never-ending perpetual demand for Bitcoin. And there is a finite supply of it. So it's going up forever. You're not going to miss the boat. And there's plenty of Bitcoin to go around for everybody for all of eternity because it's going to constantly grow in value. So even though there's a finite supply of them, that supply is going to be able to offer more wealth to more people because it's going to continuously grow in value. So it's never going to be too late to get into Bitcoin. But the exponential growth and the gains that are going to come over the next 5 to 10 years, you have to talk. You're talking about the ability to get your family out of the rat race forever. And that's why I'm so adamant about it. You guys are watching me do it. If I'm wrong, you guys are going to watch me lose everything because I keep 100% of my wealth in Bitcoin. Well, not 100, but like 90%. And I have for the last 3 years. And every penny I make, spare penny, I'm completely light. House paid off, cars paid off, no debt, no credit cards, no nothing, no bills, no insurance, no interest. And I put every spare penny I make into Bitcoin, every penny. And if I make $1 million, if I make $10,000, if I make $2,000 off this documentary, if I make $100 billion, right, I'm going to put every penny I make into Bitcoin. And I'll do it publicly so you guys can watch me do it. That's how convicted I am in it. And I got a little bit of gold and silver around here. You know, I'm not anti-gold and silver, right? I got some over here. But if somebody was like, hey, I'll trade you that gold for Bitcoin right now, I wouldn't even, I mean, you wouldn't have to twist my arm. I'd probably give you a discount to have more Bitcoin. But I'm not a fan. I'm not hating on gold or silver. Whatever you have to do to get your wealth out of the system, by all means, do it. And do it fast as humanly possible. Because time is of the essence. And what do I want to show you guys? We got one more. I'm going to let you in on a little something. So tomorrow, you guys are going to see exclusive footage from the J.J. Carroll interview with Audra Morgan that I filmed when we were down in San Diego. So exclusively over here on LFA TV. You guys are going to get little snippets and little sneak peeks of what we're working on. And you guys will be the only people that get it for free. Everybody else will be paying for it in their documentary. You guys won't get the whole thing, but you guys are going to get a good hour of the interview that JJ and Audra did down in San Diego. It's all professionally edited and professionally produced. And then next after that, you guys are going to see the Jim Desmond interview. So stay tuned for that. Let me show you the trailer for the Jim Desmond interview, which will be coming not this trip, but next trip I go on. You guys are probably going to get this interview. So let me show you the trailer for it. We just got finished today. Check this out.
The vast majority of people crossing the border illegally are coming across the San Diego border section.
What you're witnessing in San Diego is exploding exponentially.
California is a sanctuary state. Being a sanctuary state is kind of a wink, wink, nod, nod. If you can make it across the border, we'll take care of you. We won't turn you in. We won't report you.
So the cartels that are running the whole border, they've decided now this is the epicenter now.
I've witnessed at the border itself, and I'm standing near Border Patrol agents who are not stopping them at the border.
Instead of the Border Patrol, the joke is we're the welcome patrol. That's what we've become. We're not performing enforcement work because we just don't have the resources to do it.
And unfortunately, it's not their fault. Their hands are tied. They've been instructed not to stop people at the border, but only to process them once they are here. But the people coming across on the boats, those people are bypassing even that border check or going through the Border Patrol. They're here. We have absolutely no idea and what their intentions are, where they're going. Those people are just being scattered here throughout the United States. This is a recipe for disaster.
Local Border Patrol officials
say they've seen a growing number of people
with positive terrorism watch lists
trying to enter the country through the southern border.
Christopher Wray goes in front of Congress and said, this is the broadest and deepest threat I've ever seen, even before 9/11. And they asked him, well, where are all these people that cross the border that are terrorists? And he just said,
we have had dangerous individuals enter the United States of a variety of sorts.
Tell me what your opinion is of why this is happening.
Trying to stay in power. We got an election coming up. I don't know if these people are going to be granted voting rights before the election or not, but they will eventually. I've seen interviews also, it's like, who would you vote for? Who are you going to vote for president? The vast majority would say Biden, because Biden let me in.
It's in fact exactly what's happening, that non-citizens are being registered. States have no ability to stop it.
I mean, so the election already seems rigged.
They're not enforcing the border. Bad policy. It's almost intentional. Do you believe what the federal government is doing to the United States of America is treason?
Oh, left you hanging there with that one. Folks, these are high profile people that we are interviewing. We're talking about people like maybe General Flynn, maybe Colonel McGregor. Maybe those two folks have agreed to do sit down interviews with us. This documentary is turning into being something so much bigger than we ever thought possible. When we started putting this thing together, it was just an idea, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without each and every one of you guys over here with all your support. Everybody that, big shout out to the Redacted team. They really helped us raise a lot of money with that Give, Send, Go. And that's really put this whole ball into motion. I mean, we originally were going to do like 7 or 8 trips, and now it's like 10 trips, and these trips cost thousands of dollars. So we wouldn't have been able to do it without each and every one of you guys. We should have pre-sale starting. So you'll be able to pre-order this documentary. We're going to do 2 different versions, one for $9.99. We'll probably get some discount codes for you guys over here on LFA TV as well. And then one for $14.99. And the $14.99 is going to give you access to the documentary, but it's also going to give you access to every one of these 1 to 2 hour full sit down, fully edited, fully produced, all of these documentaries. So that way, when the fake news tries to say this isn't treason, they took this out of context and they made it sound like no. We're going to give you access to every single interview, fully edited, fully produced, raw, right in your face. You guys can actually hear right from the sources themselves. And we're going to put together this story. We're going to show you what is treason, but what does treason look like? And then we know that the left is extremely good at changing the narrative, right? They're not migrants. They're not illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants would be illegal. That would be treason. But if we call them newcomers, then technically we're not committing treason because we're helping newcomers. New Americans, folks, there is an entire operation of companies and corporations that are colluding together to make a new America. And these people think that they have the right to trample over your lineage. This is your birthright here in America, and you had God-given rights that our founding fathers and hundreds of thousands of Americans have sacrificed their life to protect those liberties and the freedoms that you have in this country. And these chumps think that they can just take it all away from us. Oh, Hazel Kitty, yes, I can. The Give, Send, Go is Operation Saving America. Give, Send, Go / Operation Saving America. Let me pull that up. And it looks like they took down our video too. So it looks like we might be getting censored over here. Yeah, they did. They took down our video. So we have a Give, Send, Go / Saving America. And they took down, I don't know if they did. I have to look into it. I forgot. JJ just told me that last night. But yeah, you guys can support us over there. And we're gonna be doing pre-orders here soon. So if you guys just want to wait to donate and you guys want to order it directly from our site, that way you have the access. Or if you've donated to our Give, Send, Go, you can shoot me a screenshot of your receipt over on X to my DMs, and I'll make sure you guys get a copy of the documentary too. I know money's tight for everybody, and if you donated to the Give, Send, Go, I don't want you to charge again unless you guys want to buy it. You guys obviously can and support us. But if you money's tight and you already donated, just send me a screenshot. I'll make sure you guys get a full access to that. We greatly appreciate y'all big time. Big time. And it is going on 259, folks. I'm headed to Chicago right after here. We're picking up the rental car, headed down to Chicago. I'm meeting Garrett O'Boyle, maybe. Maybe Garrett wasn't feeling well. He was in the hospital. So hopefully Garrett can make it. If he doesn't, we're going to be boots on the ground in downtown Chicago, going into drug houses, rape dens, meeting with gangsters, gangbangers, city officials. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a lot of great content. So make sure you guys are following Ryan Matta Media over on X. Links are down in the description. We're going to be breaking some big stories. So get ready for Monday. Smash that like button. I got a banger interview coming for you guys tomorrow. Up next is the NFSC, followed by a stacked lineup of shows. We got Live from America. We got Sean Farish. We got Will Johnson. We got the whole crew over here. Roger Stone, Drew Hernandez, Mike Crispy, Kevin Smith. We are all over here, folks. We're bringing you guys the content that the mainstream media does not want you to see. So big shout out again to Western Lensman for that intro. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you guys. Have a fantastic weekend, folks. Be safe out there. Smash that like button on the way out the show. Old dog, sassy lady, Couch McGroin in the house. Bad news, Natalie, Sophie, Hazel Kitty. God bless you guys. Lenny Bell, I see you. Robin McGroin, Dawn. Peace.
Run.